We're into stoppage time, deep in stoppage time, 2 minutes 40 seconds here. Knight Percival wins it for City. Referee says play on, he dinks it down the line. Here's Doyle. Can he deliver a ball down the line to Miller? Gives it away. Doyle again. Oh, he's taken out. It's still Miller. Miller's got Doyle for company. Tries to slide him in. He's in. Doyle! Shot! Yeah! Lewis O'Brien!
Wow.
He looked an open goal. He looks a tap-in. And he's put it wide. Credit to the left back. You would put your mortgage on that. Hitting the back of the net. They come up at it. Squire at the other end. Strikes it. Deflected. Half chance.
No
way. It's scored. Oh, no. That is it for City. That is a massive, massive dagger in the heart. They scored in the 4th minute. And City are staring relegation in the face. We're down the barrel, I'm afraid. That is huge for Oxford. It's crushing. It's devastating. It's demoralising. But City look beaten.
I think City players are complaining.
I think
that
it's
Lewis
a penalty,
O'Brien,
don't they?
Brian was fouled when he was went to play the ball. To obviously, because it looked like an open goal.
I think he threw himself at the City man, Ruffles. He gets a challenge in. It didn't look fair. It looked a tap-in, didn't it? That should be 1-0 to City. And it certainly sums up our day, doesn't it?
I mean, typical as well, the fact that the one chance City has in all of the game. Oh, let's have a look. The referee's going to go have a look.
Well, he's having a word with the linesman on that far side. The linesman is speaking to him.
This would be a massive call if he comes.
Will
he
pull it back? Will he give a penalty? He's speaking to his assistant now. The goal would be ruled out. It will be a City penalty. Is this a lifeline? What's he going to do, the referee? Yes. What has he done? He's given
a penalty!
Wow! The penalty!
Amazing.
It is a lifeline for City. Why is the assistant not put the flag up? Yeah. Play continues for 2 minutes. There's people out of the ground. It's a City penalty. Are we back from the dead here? It will be the most amazing goal I've ever seen. The most incredible moment in football. They're all around the referee. And Owen Doyle has got the ball in his hands. Wow. Where's the referee going now? He's changing his mind again. What's he doing, the referee? Incredible, incredible scenes. It's an absolute farce, Mike. He didn't give it, but he's gone back. Now, he's given the penalty. He gave the goal, then he gave the penalty. Oxford players are all around him. Owen Doyle's got the ball in his hand here, and City have an opportunity to win it themselves. What is going on? I've never, ever seen anything like this. Hundreds of commentary games. Referee has no clue what to do here. This is the moment for City season. It lies in the hands of Andy Davies, the match official.
He's
now given the goal.
Honestly.
What on earth is going on? The referee's assistant says penalty. The referee calls penalty. He's now gone to the other linesman and he's given the goal. This is absolute nonsense.
Gary Boyer's, don't know what sort of Brown's been saying to the people on the side of the pitch.
What is going on? This is absolutely
it's chaos, isn't
incredible.
It?
Incredible. What is going on here?
Have we got the penalty? Have we conceded?
He
What's
needs
going
to go
on?
Back over to the linesman on that far side. They are saying, if he says foul, why are you not taking the first offence?
Yeah.
They're all around him. If I was Gary Boyer, I'd be on the pitch as well, because Carl Robinson weighed in. Where's the referee going? If this was at Valley Parade, there would be a riot. There's no doubt about it.
Well, also, yeah.
Because he's completely lost the plot here. He's being jostled about, the official, by yellow shirts as well as City players. And Doyle is saying, speak to the referee. I've spoke to him. He says penalty. It's not that we haven't got the penalty. He's given a goal against City. And I think he's just had enough, the ref, and he's given up.
wonder where the assessors are today, because I know we got told off a bit last week, but this is ridiculous. As I say, you've never seen anything like that. I mean, I'm sure this will be highlights on the TV and they'll try and analyse it, but...
Long ago, into the dying minutes, heads go up, they volley it clear, referee calls it to a conclusion. An absolute farce! Andrew Davis, you are an absolute disgrace, you're an embarrassment to the EAFL, an absolute embarrassment. Hang your head in shame, the officials, because that is disgraceful and disgusting and unfair, and it has spoiled, well, potentially City's season. We've thrown it in ourselves at times, but what on earth do you make of that? They're all round him, by the way. Caddis is saying, what are you doing? I've never seen anything like it in all my life. No, it's a nonsense. He's been escorted off. What are they doing? Well, no wonder he's getting off quick. The referee has run down the tunnel. I'm as close to ever swearing on air as I've ever been. It's an absolute disgrace, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. It's how can you sum up, you know, what we've just seen in the last... I mean, how long did that take? I'm sure somebody will sort of...
We've played
put some highlights
9 minutes. Sorry, we've played 11 and a half minutes over the four.
And we'll see. I mean, the City players have obviously gone across to the City fans on the far side. But, you know, they're sort of trooping off very disconsolately. And rightfully so. I mean, they've put a lot of effort into this game. Yeah, Oxford were the better side. But they didn't deserve to lose in that manner. And we deserved our chance to win the game.
What a chance by the way, Lewis O'Brien. It's a tapping, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
We're watching it. It looked as though he put it wide, but he was taken out, wasn't he? As the ball was played into him, it was unfair. Now the linesman says unfair, but then they carry on, so the play continues. Did he have his flag up? I didn't know if he put his flag up.
He never put his flag up.
He's got to go straight back to it.
I think it was only because the Sydney players went across and persuaded the referee to speak to them.
So how can he then change his mind, Mike?
Well, he'll probably now say that he never gave the penalty in the first place.
He did give the penalty.
It certainly looked like he gave the penalty.
He pointed to the penalty
spot. Yeah.
You
know, but you never get any sort of comment out of this referee, will you? You'll never say anything after the game.